the government has been accused of killing jobs after two clean energy firms went into administration, hitting around 1,000 workers. The home insulation firm Mark Group, based in Leicester, and the Essex-based energy efficiency firm Climate Energy announced the news within hours of each other. Green groups have blamed the government for scrapping policies supporting green energy. Well, Dave Sowden is the chief executive of the industry body, the Sustainable Energy Association, and he's on the line. Good evening.
Good evening.
What did these two companies do, and why have they gone into administration?
Well, I can talk about Mark Group because I know about Mark Group. I can't really comment on Climate Energy. Mark Group's been around for some 40 years and at one stage was the market leader in the installation of home insulation. So loft insulation, cavity wall insulation, that sort of thing. More recently, it had turned its attention to opportunities. It was still doing that, but it turned its attention to opportunities in solar energy as well. So it was an installer of household energy measures. The reason they've gone into administration is because, again, in the case of Mark Group, we've had two fairly short-term interventions that have changed government policy in quite an unpredictable way. One of those was last year, and as a result, the company lost some 300 jobs last September. That was in the insulation incentives that exist for people to take up insulation measures. And this time around, it's because the government is proposing drastic cuts to the subsidies that apply to the installation of solar panels.
And other companies have been affected by the ending of the Green Deal scheme as well, haven't they?
Indeed. I mean, the Green Deal scheme never really got off the ground if you look at the number of actual Green Deal finance packages that were put in place.
What do you think of how the government has been running its energy policy?
Well, they've been warned about the dangers of not having a longer term horizon for energy policy as it applies to measures in buildings for quite some time. And I think now we're starting to see the chickens come home to roost in that sense. We think that the government needs to put buildings actually at the heart of energy policy, because if you run the government's own numbers, you can deliver everything you want to achieve from energy policy: lower bills, reduce carbon emissions, enhance the country's energy security by putting energy measures in buildings first instead of thinking about them as an afterthought, which sadly the policy framework today does.
The government argues that its support has driven down the cost of renewable energy and that these costs are continuing to fall. So why should companies need subsidies in order to survive?
Well, that's true. The costs in, take the example of solar, have come down some 70% since the scheme was introduced, but the job isn't quite finished. And the industry's already set out to the government how within 3 to 5 years it can be subsidy free and we can finish the job, and solar could actually be a competitive form of energy supply in this country. But with these proposals, we haven't yet finished the job. We cut the industry off at the knees and we eliminate the opportunity to have a permanently lower cost energy future.
And do you expect more green energy companies to have to call it a day?
I expect this is the tip of the iceberg. I mean, Mark Group, by comparison to many companies, was a big beast, as they say. So there may well be many much, much smaller companies who are failing day by day, week by week, as a result of these policy changes that we simply don't get to hear about because they don't hit the media headlines.
Thank you very much for that. Dave Sowden, the Chief Executive of the Sustainable Energy Association.
Thanks, Dave.